This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. We all talk about justice. And of course, if justice can reign on the earth, then there's meaning to life. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was resting beneath the tree, and a diplomat had come to meet Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, and he asked the people in Medina, "Where is your leader?" So they said, "There's he outside, just resting beneath the tree." And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu obviously had this ambience around him and had this awe around him, that you would be gripped by the awe. Although he was clad in a simple dress, there was nothing lavish or flamboyant, or there was no palace to the Amir al-Mu'mineen, but just his presence itself was so awe-inspiring. So when this diplomat came and he seen Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu resting beneath the tree, he said three words. He said, "Adalta fa'aminta fa'nimta." Wow. "Adalta fa'aminta fa'nimta." Umar, you have executed justice in its true form. Fa'aminta, so you are peaceful and the citizens of Medina are peaceful. Fa'nimta, so you can sleep so peacefully and in so much ease and comfort. But it's very difficult to advocate justice when it involves your own, right? So you could say, no, you know what, justice needs to be meted out. And there must be nobody's above the law, and they will face the full might of the law, and all these slogans we can chant. But the day my own partner or my children or my sibling or my associates, then how many of us can execute the justice? And that's what the Quran calls us to. I'dilu, be just. Walau ala anfusikum awil walidaini wal aqrabin. Be just, even if you have to confess you are wrong, or you have to admit that your parents are wrong. And Allah says in another verse of the Quran that وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُ. Let not the hostility or the belligerence or the antagonism of a nation provoke you to injustice. اِعْدِلُ. In a like manner, we all speak about kindness. Kindness is good. Kindness to your parents, to your children, to your siblings, to humans, to fellow creatures, to animals, etc. But how many of us can display kindness to someone with whom we had a hostile relationship? Someone who was a foe to us. Someone with whom we had difference of opinion. And where I'm going with this discussion, I want to share with you a very rich tale from the Quran, and that is kindness to your former spouse. Wow. Have you ever heard of someone speaking? Everybody speaks about kindness to your wives, kindness to your parents, kindness to your in-laws. But our faith also teaches us to be kind and caring to someone who you were previously married to. Of course, it ended. So the fact that it was dissolved, it cannot leave a very pleasant feeling or flavor or atmosphere within the family circles, etc. And I'm referring to none other than the tale of Zainab bint Jahash radiyallahu ta'ala anha. So she was the cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Her initial name was Barra. Fasammaha al-Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Zainab. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then gave her the name Zainab. Kanat min al-muhajarat al-awwal. She was amongst the first people that had migrated. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Zainab radiyallahu anha that I want you to get married to Zayd radiyallahu anhu, and Allah speaks about this in great detail in the 22nd juz of the Quran. Zainab radiyallahu anha expressed her reservation and she said, "No, I'm not comfortable. I'm not too sure. I don't think I want to wed him, etc., etc." Now, there was a stint of slavery in the lineage and the ancestry of Zayd radiyallahu anhu, and that was also wrongly brought upon him. So Zainab radiyallahu anha had her apprehension that probably our lineage is not compatible, we're not on the same page, etc. Allah revealed the verse in the 22nd juz of the Quran in Surah Al-Ahzab. وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَن يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ. It is not befitting of a believing male or female that when Allah and His Nabi decree something for them to ask concession, time, choice, I'll get back to you. No, when Allah and His Nabi decrees, then the spirit of a believer is compliance. Like Allah describes the companions in another verse of the Quran in Surah An-Nur in the 18th juz. إِنَّمَا كَانَ قَوْلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ أَن يَقُولُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. That when they invited, they obliged. So she retracted her reservation. She obliged, and the marriage between Zainab radiallahu anha, the cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Zayd radiallahu anhu, the former adopted son of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was solemnized. But fate had it such that after the marriage was performed, شاءت حكمة الله تعالى ألا يتوافق زيد وزينب في نكاحهما. That things were not compatible. So there were feuds, there were arguments, there were differences of opinion. And can you imagine how challenging this is for Zainab radiallahu anha? I had my reservation. I did not want to wed the man. From the inception, I was on the back foot. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged me and I obliged. And I'm saying to my young brother and my young sister there, often there are girls that had a very clean slate, or a boy who had a very clean slate, and then they got married and unfortunately they had to contend with challenges. And then they start asking themselves questions. But I did not date, I did not court, I was not, I did not perpetrate any act of promiscuity or any crime. Why have I been subjected to challenges in my marriage? So the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will never able to comprehend. Look at the outcome in the life of Zainab radiallahu anha. She had her reservation. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam exhorted her. The verse was revealed. She obliged. She got married. The marriage was rocky. The marriage was turbulent. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say to Zayd radiallahu anhu, as the Quran says, أمسك عليك زوجك واتق الله أمسك عليك زوجك واتق الله. That just keep your wife and don't divorce her and don't dissolve it and just hold on. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would tell Zainab, just persevere, just endure, back and forth, up and down. But he sallallahu alaihi wasallam realized now it's just a matter of time and this union will be dissolved. So in his heart he said to himself, if this marriage gets dissolved, then the only way I can mend the heart of my cousin is by me wedding her. Because she took this bold step against her own choice and she wedded for my likes and my desire and she respected my sentiments, and fate had it such that the marriage is not taken on. It's just been turbulent and rocky from the word go. وَتُخْفِي فِي نَفْسِكَ مَا اللَّهُ مُبَدِيهِ وَتَخْشَ النَّاسِ. And Allah says this here, وَتُخْفِي فِي نَفْسِكَ, and you concealed within yourself, مَاللَّهُ مُبْدِيهِ, which Allah was going to reveal. However, the Prophet ﷺ had one apprehension. Now, in the custom of the Arabs, if you adopted someone, then it was viewed as your actual son. So his wife is viewed as your daughter-in-law. So it was a taboo in the Arab culture to wed the former spouse of your adopted son. But Islam came to put an end to that particular myth that existed. Because in Islam, forbidden for a man to marry is the daughter-in-law of his son that is born to him from his loin. As the Quran says, وَحَلَائِلُ أَبَنَائِكُمُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ أَصْلَابِكُمْ. Look at the beauty of our faith. Look at the holistic nature. Forbidden for you is the wife of your son who's born to you from your loin. And if he's not born to you from your loin, he's not your own son, he's an adopted son, then his former wife is not your daughter-in-law and you can wed her. The marriage was then dissolved. Talaq was given. The iddah period was over. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gets married to Zainab radiallahu anha. But now understand this here. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam intends marrying his cousin, who's the former spouse of Zayd radiallahu anhu, do you know what, my brother and my sister? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sends her ex-husband, Zayd radiallahu anhu, to Zainab and says, tell Zainab I am proposing to her. My word. So here you have Zayd. Generally, when the marriage breaks up, then each party feels you're not going to get better. Well, okay, let's see where your daughter gets. Let's see what your son gets. Here, you had the best. You couldn't value it. Tough luck. You can dream, wish, hope, and fantasize. You'll never get another woman like this. You'll never get another man like this yet. These are the notions we have. And it's difficult to wish well for that family. Often we put blockages and hurdles in prospective proposals that come. People say, listen, you were married to so-and-so. I intend getting married. No, don't ever get married to her, or don't ever get married to him. Of course, if there are merited complaints, they need to be addressed. Amma mu'awiyatu fasu'lukun. The Prophet ﷺ speaks, when a woman proposed, said, two men have proposed to me. So the Prophet ﷺ said, no, Muawiyah, these are the issues with him, that he has absolutely no financial, you know, stability at this time. Wa amma Abu Jahmin, and with regards to Abu Jahm, either it could mean he travels a lot, so he will not be around, or there could be a fear of some type of physical abuse. So the Prophet ﷺ cautioned that particular sahabiya not to marry either of the two in the proposals that had come to her. So if there are merited complaints, it is correct for you to address it. But just to be malicious, just to be nasty, just to be cunning, no. That's not the teachings of Islam. So here Zayd radiallahu anhu goes to Zainab radiallahu anha, and he says, Abshiri ya Zainab, O Zainab, I've come to give you glad tidings. And the narration says, as he comes, she's humbled, she is shy, she turns around, and he says, I've just come here to give you glad tidings. Inna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yakhtubuki, the Prophet of Allah is proposing for you. So the scholars of hadith write, فَهَذَا زَيْدْ بِرَغْمِ مَا وَقَعَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ زَيْنَبْ. Despite the differences, despite the marriage broke up, the Prophet of Allah sends him there. وَفِي هَذَا مِنَ الْحِكْمَةِ أَنَّمَا يَقَعُ بَيْنَ الزَّوْجَيْنِ مِنْ نَفْرَةٍ وَخِلَافٍ ثُمَّ طَلَاقٍ لَا يَجُوزُ أَنْ يَكُونُ مَانِعًا مِنْ نُسْحِ إِحْدَ الزَّوْجَيْنِ لِلْآخِرَةِ. That despite the feuds, the differences, the arguments that families might have and marriages might dissolve, that does not give you the license to inflict harm on your former partner or spouse or family. You should still continue in the spirit of benefiting them and bringing good to them. And that's what we learn from this great incident. And the comfort for Zainab and the comfort for you, my sister, that look at, she obliged, she obeyed, and then her marriage broke up, but then Allah substituted her with the greatest of husbands. You cannot compare the pain she had to contend with the honor that Allah conferred upon her. And in addition to that honor that she wedded the greatest of humans, she used to boast to her co-wives and the other spouses of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and say to Aisha that your dad Abu Bakr wedded you, and to Hafsa that your dad Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu wedded you. But my marriage, the Quran says that Allah wedded us. As the Quran says, فَلَمَّا قَضَى زَيْدٌ مِّنْهَا وَطَرًا زَوَّجْنَاكَهَا لِكَيْ لَا يَكُونَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ حَرَجٌ. That after Zayd had divorced, we wedded the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam to Zainab radiallahu anha, so that the believers do not encounter any apprehension or reservation if they choose to wed the former spouse of their adopted sons, because they can take comfort from the fact that even the Prophet ﷺ did it. My message is, continue being kind, be it friend or foe, be it your spouse or former spouse. But you know what's the best part? The more you bring good to others, the more divinely good will fall in your lap.